Hi, I'm Teiko.
And I'm Gabrielle.
And we are the Baileys.
Join us as we talk about staying in love while raising kids,
building a business, and going where Jesus sends us.
Welcome back to our podcast. Today, in episode 4, we're talking about honoring family traditions but making your own.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, we are Teiko and Gabrielle Bailey.
That's right.
We have two boys under the age of two. And we've been missionaries for the past 10 years.
Yep.
Yeah. And this channel, we're talking about staying in love while raising kids. Of course, you heard it in the intro. You can find us on YouTube and on Instagram. And
Instagram at @we_thebaileys.
@we_thebaileys.
That's right.
And yep. This is our avenue for sharing our tips and resources with you.
That's right.
So,
Welcome back.
Today we're talking about honoring family traditions. We're going into Christmas. And for new couples, this is something eventually that you're going to have to maneuver at some point.
Yeah.
How to honor family traditions and make your own.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's kind of difficult, though, because you usually tend to want to stick with
what you grew up with.
What you grew up with, what your parents did, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I think once you start having your own kids, you realize, okay, we need to figure out what's our own
thing.
Yeah.
And I think, too, it's one of those, it's one of those things that isn't like super important, but it is important that it doesn't get discussed early on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily need to discuss this in marriage counseling, but eventually it can be a sore point if you don't know how to navigate.
Or maybe one spouse is thinking, "Why do we always have to do things the way your family does it?"
Right. You know? Right.
And they don't always talk about it, but it's bothering them. And because Christmas is something that only happens
once a year. So it's easy to just go through the motions.
Emotions don't come up until that time.
Right.
And you're like, okay, time for something new. We're always doing it like this. Let's figure out our own thing.
Right. So this is going to be our fifth or sixth Christmas together.
I think it's the sixth
Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know how you count these.
Yeah.
Maybe if you go back and count it. So this is going to be our sixth Christmas together.
Yeah.
Kavika, hi. He's here with us.
Hey. That's his intro.
Was it like, I'm trying to remember back over the years, how was it for us? Let's talk about our process of honoring family traditions and making our own. I definitely came from a lot more Christmassy
traditional
hype up Christmas type family, I think, versus you.
Yeah.
So initially it was kind of like, I'm like, yay, Christmas, let's paint the roof. And you're like, it's just Christmas.
Yeah.
So there was absolutely no response from you in terms of the same excitement.
Or maybe not the same level.
The same level of excitement. So that was kind of like,
but
oh,
I was still
my
excited.
Word. Over time, you got excited.
Yeah.
So yeah, how was it? How was it for us? What else do you remember, like, in our process of...
I don't know. I guess we never did much. Just as newlyweds, we never did much. You know, you kind of go out, you do something out. You never really had to do much at home, so to speak.
Yeah.
And especially if you don't really, it's different. Like if you're in an apartment versus if you own a home. And how long you've been owning the apartment or home would decide, I think, how much you do there.
I guess. Okay. So you mean in terms of like decorations and all that stuff.
Yeah, just that kind of vibe.
Right. Because
for us, we traveled a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we never really just have like a place that we were gradually building.
I get you.
Versus if somebody, if we had owned like a home 5 years ago, I think there would be some stuff that we'd do a little bit different.
Right. We'd be able to make some traditions permanent. Because I think out of those 6 years, we've probably done maybe two Christmases by ourselves.
Yeah.
we've done the rest of them like with other friends and family.
And then we did travel back.
Right.
You know, and do some stuff in Jamaica as well.
Mm-hmm. So I think
so it depends. Yeah. It depends on your situation. It depends right. on your lifestyle kind of thing.
I think the blessing in our journey was that we were already away from both of our families. Mm-hmm. So it forced us to make our own traditions.
True. That's right.
So yeah, a lot of people might not have that, I guess, luxury mm-hmm. to just make their own traditions because mm-hmm. they might still be living close to family yeah. or close enough
yeah.
where they're expected to still comply
exactly
with the family traditions.
Yep.
We lived all the way across the world.
The next side of the world.
So, I mean, you don't need to make up an excuse to not do something. You're just like, well, we can't do it. We're not there. Yep. So in that sense, there was that blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, I think over time we just kind of knew what was going to happen. Like for my family, in terms of honoring, you know already, I talk mm-hmm. with my brothers every day.
Mm-hmm.
So on Christmas Day, there is going to be some sort of video call,
yes.
talking, some sort of messaging. And I think over the years, you've like, okay, expect this. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. Let me see what else. Should we jump into what our family did or just with our...
Oh, we can talk about what our family did. Yeah. Hmm.
Well, I know one of the biggest things we did was to bake cakes.
Oh, really?
So my sisters would bake... Well, my sister, because
mm-hmm.
one of... Tenny baked more.
Okay.
I don't think Twanzy baked so much.
Mm-hmm.
Tenny would bake or we'd have the helper. One of our helpers, she was a really good... baker
right
kind of person
mm-hmm.
so she would bake a bunch of Christmas cake whenever she's around, and so the house was always full with like cakes.
Whoa. I don't know why I feel like I've never heard you say this though.
Oh yeah, we always like had cake and stuff.
So how come you never learned to bake a cake for Christmas?
Because I never needed to bake a cake.
Okay, keep going. So you bake cakes.
We did have our own little Christmas thingy with the presents under the tree and yeah. all of that. But I don't think it was the same way as your family did it. I think also if you're a Christian, you mm-hmm. treat Christmas different versus if you're
that's not so from... True.
And we weren't like a Christian family.
And we definitely so for us, are it was Christian just family. Like,
throw some presents under the tree, make sure something is there. You know,
did you guys go to the Christmas service thing or no?
Oh, no. Ain't nobody in my house waking up early to go to no Christmas service.
So that was part of our tradition. We went every year.
I think though, did I go to one at one point? I think after I became a Christian and my older sister was,
mm-hmm.
maybe there were like one or two times where I went and that she went. So yeah, I think if you're from a Christian or a non-Christian family, you would treat Christmas differently.
That's true, yeah. yeah. Because we did the Christmas service every... we did early Christmas morning. You guys didn't.
Mm, yeah. No. I think one of the things we looked forward to was painting a room.
Oh, really?
Or painting... You know, Christmas time in Jamaica, you have to like paint somewhere.
Oh my gosh, I don't think
we did
that.
You have to paint somewhere to like... I associate Christmas with the smell of paint. As
really?
Well. Yeah, because you're like, something is new, something is fresh,
oh,
you know.
Whoa.
Whether it's like a part of the sidewalk or
oh,
entrance
I get what
to
you
the
mean,
gate.
Like freshening up something.
Yeah, the entrance to the gate or, you know, my mom, she's just a huge person who loves to plant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just... all about planting. So, you know, it's planting a new tree, buying a poinsettia, having new stuff in the garden.
I get you. Well, yeah, you do take out different things.
Yeah.
Different everywhere in the house kind of changes at mm-hmm. Christmas time. So that's something I do look forward to. The cutlery changes,
yeah.
the curtains.
Certain dishes come out
right,
from the buffet.
Right.
You know,
so, and I think
like that.
Over time you eventually get to that place. But
yeah.
in the beginning of your marriage, that's what happens. Like
mm-hmm.
people think like, okay, we're married, we should create our own thing, but you really don't have all of those things
exactly.
first year.
Exactly.
It takes a little while to build up to that. So we, like I said, we ended up spending time with other people
mm-hmm.
so that we wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't feel like, oh, we were losing out on Christmas because we didn't have those things.
Yes.
And over the years, we slowly bought different things that...
Yep. Did you buy some Kavika? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, somebody needs to keep him now. Yeah. He isn't quiet anymore. Ooh.
Ooh, that's a big burp.
But yeah, we eventually started creating our own thing. Mm-hmm. So I was looking online in terms of why it's important to create your own traditions.
Yeah.
And I have these things written here, which I think are really good.
Okay.
They say you definitely do need to create your own type of traditions because they provide a sense of identity.
Mm-hmm.
That way you guys get to go, like, this is our family, this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important to create traditions. They strengthen the family bond.
Yeah.
They help to teach values and they help to pass on different things to your children.
Well, that makes
so they
sense.
Connect the generations.
Yeah.
So it is important to create your traditions. And I guess if you're proactive about it and think ahead, like, oh, we're going to do this,
mm-hmm.
then you get to set in stone things that you want
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily, I don't know, I guess have them happen haphazardly.
Randomly.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense because your kids can look forward to it and it's intentional.
Yeah. What are some traditions that we have now?
Some traditions that we have now. Wow.
We do hot chocolate.
We do hot chocolate.
At Christmas Eve.
We definitely have our little Christmas slippers.
Oh, yes. We get very cozy and comfy.
Fluffy
slippers. Everybody. Tico included.
I think we were trying to do the whole Christmas PJ thing.
Yeah.
But it never really worked so well last time.
Yeah. Maybe, so we kind of worked this, our way up to
it. Maybe this time.
Kavika, you are supposed
do you
want to
a
be
PJ,
quiet.
Kavika? Maybe this time it will be a little more uniform. You want a PJ, right? We'll see what we can do. If you have some money in savings, I could get you one. If not, you don't know. Let's see. So yeah, we've worked our way up to trying to do the family PJ thing.
Right, yeah.
It wasn't so uniform last year, if we can find a picture.
I don't think you bought into the idea quickly either. You're
not
like,
really.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not really sure if we need that.
And I'm like, we need it. We need it. It's Christmas. We should match.
Yeah, but where the money I come from.
Exactly. So this year, we're going to do matching PJs.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Times four.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. So matching PJs, definitely hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we do that we did before we had kids was that we stayed up longer during Christmas.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we turned the lights on the tree on.
Well, Kalina would love that because we turned on the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
When was it last night or the night before?
The night before, yeah.
And he was just exuberant.
I know. I think we should share that video in our story.
Seriously.
On Instagram. Yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah, we'll definitely stay up longer. Do we have any other traditions? We just
really.
Take it very chill, though.
Yeah.
You know, we aren't necessarily big eaters, so
We're not.
We don't have a huge feast.
Yeah.
We just do what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Do what we like and what we need.
But one of the things we could start is like an advent calendar.
Yes, and I've been talking about this. And you didn't know what advent was.
Unfortunately.
And I was like, honey, how can you not know advent? For those who don't know,
I guess I knew, but I never knew.
You never paid attention
together,
to it. But advent is... I can't do this with him.
Sounding like a little frog.
I know, he's so loud today.
Yeah.
But Advent is the first four weeks
mm-hmm.
in December, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the weeks leading up to Christmas.
Leading up to Christmas, yeah.
And really, if you think about what happened in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
it was this time of preparation and waiting for... Yeah, take him. It was this time of preparation and waiting for Jesus to come.
Mm-hmm, that's
you
right.
know, like if you think about just all the prophecies of this Messiah coming, and then there was this complete time of silence,
and then boom,
he was here. And that, I mean, the silence isn't that part of it, but it was that preparation and waiting.
Mm.
And so to bring people back to focus on the reason mm-hmm. of the season.
Baby Jesus.
You people practice the advent calendar. So some people make those little tree things that yeah. count down the days, and they go through different things each week and different things each day with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try something for Advent this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one cool idea, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if this would be, yeah, it might not work because the kids are not so old yet.
But what?
Put in little notes
yeah.
in the calendar. Maybe, like, depending on how you make it, maybe little pockets
mm-hmm.
and the notes can be something to each child.
Yeah. I think when they get older, yeah, I think when they get older, they might appreciate that. I can see Kalino loving something like that
mm-hmm.
because he does, I think he thrives on affirmation as well.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I have no clue how to do. Maybe it's just like small toys
mm-hmm.
or just different activities that would get them involved, get them learning about Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we could even go like shopping, or maybe it's too young still.
To do what?
Like get a gift for them that they can bless somebody with.
I think it's too young. So yeah. So here it is as well.
Yeah.
Making your family traditions takes a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because there's some things that you can do as a couple.
Yeah.
And then when you have kids, you might have to scale back a little bit more.
Yep.
If you're going to each other's family's house, then that's something that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But on your own, it takes a while.
So what are some tips for people who might not think about what to do on the days leading up?
For Advent?
Mm.
For Advent, there is a book called Slow and Sacred.
Okay.
I've heard about that one. They can check that one out. It just talks about different activities leading up to Christmas.
Hmm.
There's another one I found. I don't remember the name of it, but it was so awesome. They do different acts of kindness, and it fills. There's this little manger, baby manger,
mm-hmm.
And it fills the manger with the straws. And then on Christmas Day, you put the little baby Jesus in there.
Oh, wow.
So you're doing acts of kindness every day until Christmas, until the gift comes. Nice. And the gift is on top. So nice. That one was really lovely, too.
That would be cool.
Yeah, and it's a very visual thing, so your kids can actually see what's happening.
If we tried that, put a straw every day, Kalino would take out
a
one.
A straw every day. When Jesus reached, there's no straw.
No straw in
yeah, because our Christmas tree right now is going through drought.
Yeah.
He keeps
every
picking
day
off.
He picks something up, you know.
So yeah, you have to pace yourself. But tips overall, I would definitely say have a discussion about your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
How often are we gonna go to our family's house?
Mm-hmm.
Are we gonna go to one person's house every year? Absolutely not.
Mm.
And how do we switch it? Do we do one family every other year
or
and then one family?
Or do we
split
it half and half? In the morning we go to your parents, in the morning we
right.
go to the evening we go to my parents.
So you do
thing.
Have to have a conversation so you know what you're willing to do.
Yeah.
I think absolutely you need to make time for yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be time just for the two of you as a couple. Either you wake up early or you stay up late so that you just have some time to connect as yourself. That's for people with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Make time to connect for yourself and make time for your family to connect before we thrust them into everything else.
That's right.
What else did you say?
Well, if you have older kids,
mm-hmm.
maybe one thing you could do is like hide different gifts around the house
mm-hmm.
to really have to do like
a scavenger hunt oh, man.
Kind of thing.
Oh, man.
Or if you do give them gifts leading up to the day,
mm-hmm.
Maybe the last day, like Christmas Day, mm-hmm. you hide that gift so they have to search for it.
Yeah. There's so many ideas out there of things you can do. And I think you just have to be willing to try things out.
Mm-hmm.
It might fail and then you have to try again.
Yeah.
So, and you'll definitely know what feels right for your family. Like you'll hit something and you go, oh, this is a sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stay there. In Jamaica, churches tend to happen the morning of Christmas in Hawaii, it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So that I do love. I love that we get to go to church on Christmas Eve here and we have the entirety at home.
That's right.
So I think you'll definitely find what the sweet spot is for your family, but just be gracious with yourself. Have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, and be intentional to make it
invite the kids if they're old enough to give their input mm-hmm. as well, because
mm-hmm.
they know a lot,
right?
And they're very creative.
Yeah, we'll definitely throw out the question to other people on our social media platform of ideas that they have, and we'll share those.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, be intentional this year, guys, to honor your family traditions. What is it from your family that you want to keep and you want to honor as a family? Your personal family,
yeah,
and make your own traditions. And I think that's it.
Well, if you missed the last episode, we talked about, is your relationship social media ready?
Is it social media ready? And, yes.
Well, maybe yours is past that stage mm-hmm. if you're already married.
Exactly.
But if you have friends out there who you think it would be relevant to share it with them,
definitely share it with them.
And let us know your thoughts.
Yeah.
Give us your comments.
Absolutely. Send us messages on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Just let us know, what is it that you couples in the first years, what is it that you'd like help with?
Yeah.
We're here to serve people in the... right now, we're working with people in the first 5 years of marriage.
First 5, yeah.
And we're really looking forward to next year. We have a wonderful resource coming up.
Guys, stay tuned. There's gonna be some big stuff happening next year.
And yeah, for the rest of this year, we'll be talking about Christmas and how to do that as a couple, yes. A new couple.
Yes.
And yeah, new things coming up next year.
Christmas with kids. Woo!
But it's always fun talking to you guys, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for joining us.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Say bye, Kavika. Say bye. Yeah, no, when we want him to talk, he won't talk. Bye, guys.